Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Monday, September 21st. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says her office is ready to prosecute any efforts to illegally intimidate or misinform voters ahead of the November election. Rick Pluta reports.
Nessel, a Democrat, has compiled a list of laws that are supposed to deter election meddling. She says meddling includes threats that registering could put government benefits at risk or misleading people on where or how to vote.
Because when you do that, you're interfering with democracy itself. And there should be nothing more important to us as Americans than preserving our right to vote.
Nessel says there are state and federal laws that protect against lies and voter intimidation without violating free speech rights. She says casting double ballots or registering to vote in more than one jurisdiction are also crimes. Election meddling in Michigan is a big concern, largely because the margin in the presidential race was so close in 2016. I'm Rick Pluta.
COVID-19 cases are popping up in schools across northern Michigan. Students or staff in Kingsley, Leland, Harbor Springs, Cadillac, and Traverse City have all tested positive for coronavirus. Those districts all have in-person instruction this fall. Jason Carmine is the athletic director for Traverse City West Senior High School. They've had an athlete test positive for COVID, and he says they're relying on parents.
So we're screening every day, but when the kids go home, it's up to the parents to see that some things aren't right.
Traverse City schools return to in-person learning today. The state will provide weekly updates on COVID outbreaks in schools. More than a generation after it caused a public health emergency in Michigan, researchers are still examining the effects of the chemical PBB. Community members have a chance to gather more information about the contaminant at virtual meetings this week, Hunter Dode reports.
Michigan has been tracking the health of people exposed to PBB since the 1970s. Nearly a decade ago, researchers from Emory University took over management of the data. Next week, those researchers will be sharing their latest findings with the public on PBB during virtual meetings on Tuesday and Saturday. Dr. Michelle Marcus is the lead researcher of the project.
We think that PBB is acting like a weak estrogen, so it accelerated pubertal development in girls and slowed down development in boys.
Marcus says research will continue with more studies, including a multi-generational study that is currently underway. I'm Hunter Dode, WCMU News.
Testing wastewater can rapidly detect COVID-19 outbreaks on college campuses and in nursing homes and prisons. Now the state has a $10 million grant to develop a program testing local wastewater across Michigan. Taylor Wisner reports.
The money comes from the Federal CARES Act. It will fund 19 wastewater testing labs and will be up and running in about 2 weeks. The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy says the coronavirus is shed in human waste, including by people who may not know they're sick. Because of that, testing wastewater can provide an early warning of an outbreak. Here's Eagle spokesperson Scott Dean.
So it really gives you an opportunity to better target your resources, better prepare for outbreaks.
Dean says the Sleeping Bear Dunes has also expressed interest since it already uses a local lab for E. coli testing of its lakeshore. I'm Taylor Wisner.
The 2020 U.S. Census is the first to be conducted primarily online. The Census Bureau says more than half of all Americans have completed their surveys on the internet. Michigan's internet response rate is more than 55%. Tim Olson, the Bureau's Associate Director of Field Operations, says that is better than expected.
We thought we'd get more paper forms, and we thought we'd get more phone responses, and both of those, of course, took a back seat in 2020.
Olson says census takers are going door-to-door in areas that have low self-response rates. That includes in portions of Detroit, as well as in parts of rural northern Michigan. It'll be sunny statewide today, highs in the upper 60s to low 70s, or 20 Celsius in Ontario. And that is your Monday morning WCMU News Roundup. I'm Mike Horace. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.